With an update from WindsorNewsToday.ca, I'm Adele Loisel. There's a sinkhole in a downtown Windsor intersection. Church and University Avenue West is cordoned off right now, and police ask drivers to stay away. The city says it'll assess it after 9 this morning. Both Windsor and Detroit have a lot to celebrate after a successful NFL draft. The NFL says 775,000 people jammed Detroit streets over 3 days. That beats the record in Nashville in 2019 when the draft attracted 600,000. Events in Windsor drew about 6,000 people. The Prime Minister has told the Canada's Building Trades Union annual conference that he's doing everything he can to protect local jobs. The Canadian Press says the promise from Justin Trudeau comes as the Conservatives push the government to release contracts for 6 major EV projects, including Nexstar in Windsor. The union says 180 skilled workers are sidelined by foreign workers at the Windsor plant. Stellantis says there's 72 and they have unique experience to install equipment. Public school board students will learn more about the Holodomor this spring. That'll be part of the grade 10 history curriculum starting in September 2025. The board's mobile classroom will visit 5 high schools between May 1st and the 9th. The Holodomor between 1932 and 33 was a genocidal famine carried out against the Ukrainian people. The province is spending $150,000 to distribute an educational resource designed to teach young Ontarians about healthy relationships. The Fourth R is an initiative at Western University. It'll go to grade 7, 8, and 9 teachers this fall. A national study found 12% of Canadian youth were physically hurt by someone they were dating. 18% said a partner had used social media to embarrass or monitor them, and 28% reported emotional abuse. Tobacco companies have until today to print health warnings on individual king-size cigarettes. CTV News says the warnings include tobacco smoke harms children, cigarettes cause cancer, and cigarettes cause impotence. Retailers can continue to sell king-size smokes without the warnings until July 31st. Ottawa's not going to roll out its military-style firearms buyback program until 2025. The CBC says Canada Post has refused to participate. The Canadian Union of Postal Workers is worried about angry confrontations with people unwilling to give up their guns. The government is considering other options, including asking police to collect the weapons. And work is underway in Windsor's Wilson Park on Wyandotte Street West. New cricket and baseball batting cages are going in. It's part of the ongoing Reimagining 80 Knox project. 6-5 for the Jays over the Royals last night. The Tigers game against the Cardinals was rained out. The Panthers advanced to the next round of the Stanley Cup playoffs after a 6-1 win over the Lightning. The Stars beat Las Vegas 4-2. And NBA winners last night, the Celtics, Thunder, and the Nuggets. Sun and cloud with showers today. We'll get up to 22, clear and down to 10 tonight. Tomorrow will be sunny, windy, and 25, and sunny, 23 on Thursday. For more on these and other stories, go to WindsorNewsToday.ca.